workers' blood. The mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities to the farmlands and trenches full of mud. 'Cause war has always been the bosses' way, sir. Come on!
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. So, we talked about this earlier in the month. There's this company, Flexjet, that has a unionized workforce. They're airline pilots. And I was saying, you know, about a month ago, going, look, this could be that next shot heard across the boardroom. You look at during the Reagan years, you had the air traffic controllers who Reagan fired. Was that shot that let off a, you know, just a, you know, decades of union busting, decades of assaults on wages, hours, conditions, theft of pensions, go down the list. And I'm looking at this moment. You see, last week you had the Supreme Court coming out with the forced arbitration decision, which, congratulations, we've all won the rights to having our constitutional rights stolen from us. Soon the Janus case is coming. And for me, all of this is sending the message to CEOs across the country of, hey, it's open season on those workers, especially some of the ones who are the worst ones. And this guy, the guy who's the head of Flexjet, and we talked about this about a month ago. Interesting dynamic. He claims wants to be a family, wants to have a family, wants to be close, wants to have a good relationship, and then calls a bunch of his workers cancer. So I don't know how you get to both unless it is, well, what we've always known. CEOs see themselves as dictators. And as long as you do what you're told, when you're told, how you're told, you'll be like a family. And if you don't, to the street and to the curb with you. And here to share some of the thoughts on how this decertification vote that's being pushed by this Flexjet and a couple of, I guess, one worker there. I've asked Laddie Hostolik to come talk with us. He's a business agent with Teamsters Local 1108 out in Richmond Heights, Ohio. They're the union that represents these Flexjet pilots. Laddie, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
So am I getting this right? I mean, you guys organized, I guess, got a contract about a year ago that was imposed by a mediator. And now this CEO has done everything in his power to gum up, booger up, break down the system, and basically in defiance. Am I kind of getting this right?
Yeah, you're getting it right. Actually, what we had was, since 2010, a contract with flight options pilots. And when this company bought Flexjet in 2013, the Flexjet pilots became Teamsters. So the combined group, Flexjet and Flight Options pilots, became Teamsters, which is predominantly Flexjet. And then we already had an existing contract, but in October, through arbitration, we had a merged collective bargaining agreement that covers the entire group, the Flexjet group. And you're right on the money. This is a concerted effort by anti-union extremists who want to eliminate unions from every workplace in America, and this is the beginning of an attack on all.
Now, let me ask you this, because as I understand it, the industry that these pilots work in are basically flying very rich people around the country on charters. Is it because, you know, I had a bunch of back and forth with people about this issue. Is it that the company doesn't want to have to deal with an organized workforce to share some of the wealth that they create with better wages, hours, conditions? Or is it just the message that it sends to the CEO class of, hey, these workers are unionized and CEOs just hate that? I mean, so, or is it a bunch of all kinds of crazy?
Oh, it's all kinds of crazy, but the two points you just made are right on. You know, the majority of the group of customers and owners that we fly are the wealthy end of the economic structure. Typical individual can't come and take one of these airplanes and pay an hourly cost for them. And also, you know, you're on the money with regard to the no unionism. I mean, what it has a lot to do with is the CEOs and the chairman and the senior executive to just have complete unilateral control. And it's a big control issue over the workforce and the wages and any changes they want. problem is, as you well know, in our industry as a professional aviators, it's highly regulated, right? So not only do we have to follow all the federal laws and requirements and rules, but we have a collective bargaining agreement that to help us enforce those and protect us from any ramifications of just being at-will employees for doing our job.
You know, I drove a truck for a bunch of years. And, you know, I always said there was that Teamster contract that gave me the empowerment to go out and check the brakes. And if the brakes were out of a line, say, I'm not taking that. And I would argue it's the same thing for pilots. It gives them that kind of backup. Even though there's laws on their side, it gives them the power at the point of saying, no, something's wrong. You need to fix this. There's something wrong. You need to make sure you write it. And for me, as a truck driver or as a pilot, I would want that security.
No, absolutely. You need that security, and you need the programs that come with it. And there's even there's what's called an ASAP program. It's a safety action program for pilots, which the union is party to. It's the FAA, the company, and a union representative that we had here pre-contract, and we have that at Flexjet. Unfortunately, they're trying to even, by eliminating the union, by decertifying the union, the workforce union representative will be removed from that program. It'll just be the FAA, the company, and an employee rep with no power. So, yes, it has a lot to do with safety. Safety is first in this industry, and there's no way around that.
Yeah, I remember, and I'm sure you know Sully Sullenberger, Captain Sully, you know, the guy who landed the plane in the Hudson, and everyone said, oh, what a hero. And he was, and he testified in front of Congress. And what I found really interesting about that whole time period is the second he started talking about the attacks on wages, the attacks on working conditions, the attacks on benefits, the, you know, their pensions being stolen, and all of the consolidation and all of the things that were happening to the workers, they quickly ushered him out the door.
Yeah, no surprise, because they don't want to hear it, right?
No, I mean, and this is one of those moments where, you know, I go back and I think about my grandparents' generation, and my grandfather in particular. You know, he always said that if a rich guy's going to spend a buck to tell you don't need something, you better spend two to get it. And I look at this scenario where you have a CEO like this guy who appears to me, and maybe you can tell me a little more, but he appears to me to be everything that is wrong with the corporate class today, everything that's wrong with a CEO today and the way that they think. And the money that they're spending on pushing this decertification vote, and I go back to what my grandfather said. They understand return on investment. They understand that they're going to get their money back and then some, and then the power and control and all of that that comes with it. So for me, it would be a no-brainer to want to hold on to the union with both hands.
Oh yeah, you're right. Listen, the chairman, as far as making money and everything, answers to his board, right? And this company's privately held, and they're making money for the few. Well, the workforce has its interest in the many, right? So, of course, to have that control and be able to push the workforce where he wants to push the workforce is what about. And it's about making money. You mentioned family in the beginning. This is a company that waves around something it calls its three fundamental principles. Common thing we see all over now, isn't it? That somebody, they always have their principles,
sure,
or their policy statement. The problem is they want every employee to live by it, but management itself, it doesn't live by it. For example, you mentioned that there was a senior VP under the direction of the CEO and chairman, and we're talking about the chairman here, that sent out calling people cancer. Even sent out a weekly message saying, kill the MCBA. And just a couple weeks ago, we had a rally in DFW, and the company sponsored their own one. And we had a union truck, and we were surprised to find out that the management, the senior executive, and even the chief pilot weren't afraid to get on the truck and give the truck the finger and stand in front of it and get photographs. So there we have another example of, you know, we want you to live by the fundamental principles, and if you don't listen to what we're telling you, when you're at will, you'll be gone. But what we do is different. It's kind of like do as I say, but not as I do. And you know, it's a bad way, and you know, we just can't have it. We have to remain organized, and we think we're going to win this tomorrow.
No, I hope the best for you. You listen to the Rick Smith Show. You're here with Laddie Hastalick. He's a business agent with Teamsters Local 1108 out in Richmond Heights, Ohio. They represent the FlexJet pilots, about 550 to 600 of them, as I've been seeing. Let's talk for a second about the chairman, because it's kind of an interesting story, and we're seeing this kind of management style where it's almost dictatorial. I mean, it's the new robber baron era, the new captains of industry, if you will, going back to the Carnegies or the Fords or down the list of our horrible past. I understand he wrote a book on how to be a good manager. Tell me about it.
Yeah, he authored a book called Management by Trust. Came out in the mid-2000s, and it talks about his style and how he manages. Unfortunately, if you read into it, it's divisive. It talks about families, but it also talks about, for example, paying two different ends of the pay scale, rewarding the high-end, high dollars to certain individuals that are willing to name names, and then taking the others that you don't feel are advancing and paying them a lower wage. And by the time it's all said and done, you're paying the end sum just as the other companies, but you've created two different classes in your group. It's a disgusting idea. And the concept of any recognition for seniority or experience is washed away. For example, currently, before the pilots of FlexJet were covered by a collective bargaining agreement, there were very junior pilots, very junior. I'm talking a year or two with the company that they put as captains in the largest airplane. And yet the guys that were up top that had been around for 18 and 20 years didn't have that same opportunity. So it's a pick and choose method. And the concept of management by trust, when it's pick and choose, it just doesn't work. And keep in mind, this is the same individual that back when Raytheon Traveler merged with the previous company of Flight Options, terminated people that were organizers. And in 2013, when they acquired FlexJet, they also terminated three FlexJet pilots that were involved in organizing. And it went to arbitration, and they were restored to their job. And the company was found to have violated the rules and regs. So they're not afraid to go out there and hold you down. So the whole concept of the name in the book, Management by Trust, I don't know if that's a reality or a joke.
Yeah,
it's not the way it is.
It's a good point. And, the thing is, I've always said, if you treat your employees well, if you do treat them like a family, they won't organize. The fact that they've already done this, I think, would show that they don't trust this guy. And the hope is that people will see through this latest bit. Let's talk about the desert vote for a second, because like you said, it's wrapping up today. Hopefully the vote will come out tomorrow. How did this come about? Who did this? What's behind this? Is it the company pushing this? Is it an outside group like, an Alec wannabe? Where's this coming from? Is it coming from a groundswell of the members? Where's it coming from?
Well, look, there's some pilots that are the original FlexJet legacy pilots and a few Flight Options pilots, but not many, that, decided they didn't like some of the things that were going on with the union, but then were further pushed into that direction by the company, misstating a lot of things and pushing for an effort to decertify. Now, these few pilots that got together, because under the RLA, somebody has to be a straw man, were able to go out and collect cards. Now, how they collected cards to actually get those votes, well, I guess that could be questionable, but here we are with the vote. But here's what's interesting. These are not just a few guys out in the background that have collected their beer money to put stuff out. These people went to a group, and you may be familiar with them. They're called CIE, or the Center for Independent Employees. This is the same group that sponsored an attack at Allegiant Airlines. And we know that research indicates that they're connected to the State Policy Network. Where does that have its connections to?
Koch Brothers. Yep.
Koch Brothers. So, look, they've come, this group that started to do this ended up getting sponsored money from a group that's attacking on us all. And, you know, here we are. Now, the company, what do they say? They say vote for FlexJet. What do you mean vote for FlexJet? That's ridiculous. They say vote for me. Give me another year. They've had their opportunities. They've had their chances, and it's the same old song and dance. Here's what's interesting, Rick. We talked about the book. One thing that the chairman says in his book is that if an employee group organizes and a group unionizes, it'll be an indication of his failure, and he should resign because he deserves it. In 2015, we had a vote. Union was in place for the combined craft or class. He didn't resign. I want to know, is he going to resign tomorrow when we win? I don't think so. So that just goes to show one more thing. You know, they speak it, but they don't walk the walk, do they?
No, I mean, it's quite remarkable to me. And but again, you know, it's cutthroat capitalism for you and me, and seems to be socialism for them, even though they abhor the idea of socialism. So let me ask you last line of questioning, because, you know, I look at this and this vote is so very important. What's the message to the rank and file member? You know, what's the sale at this point? Not that they need it, I think. I can't imagine that at this moment that there's anyone going, gee, I don't know. But for everyone else, because I look at this as a moment, Laddie, that this could become a cancer, if you will, in the airline industry, where CEOs go, hey, look what this guy did over here. Let's do this to our workers. So I'm curious your thought.
Sure, absolutely. Here's what it's all about. An attack on one is an attack on all. We've had support since this attack came on this local and this pilot group from SWAPA, ELPA, CAPA. We've had support from the airline division and other airlines out there all over the place, whether it was American or Southwest. We've had all kinds of support. And an attack on one is an attack on all. And here's what you have to think about. Since deregulation, we're in the best time for us to advance professional careers of aviators since deregulation, okay? To collective bargaining right now is the most powerful tool. And we look around the industry and we see all the advancements at other airlines and different groups. And if you don't like the way the union is going, if you don't like the moves of the union leadership or your representatives, it's your union. The union is the pilot. And the way to change things, if you don't like the direction or you have some dissatisfaction, is to run for office, volunteer for a position, and participate. Collective bargaining is where it is. If you would get rid of a union and that's your alternative, rather than try to improve what you have and worked on for so many years, the pilots would be out of their collective minds. Nobody in this industry decertifies a union, and if it happens here, it'll be the first time in history that it's happened, and we just don't think it will.
I sure hope not. Laddie, I appreciate your time. I wish you the best of luck, and on the other side of this, I'd love to have you back to fill us in on how things went and where you go forward.
Be happy to come back.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Laddie Hostalek. He's a business agent there at Teamsters Local 1108. Love to hear your thoughts. Could this be the shot heard across the boardroom? Does it get worse from here, or do they stop it right here and now? That's the question. Love to hear your thoughts. Email me, Rick, at thericksmithshow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people from the talk.
When the correct